Hello, hello. Welcome to another week of this Black Girl Podcast. I am your host, Lola, aka Ola.Miss.Lola without the H on Instagram. I'm joined by the lovely Mister.
Hi.
You could tell I'm obviously in a better mood this week because we're not talking about Kanye West. Yay!
Yay! That's an active choice because it's not like he's out here not being stupid, but we're not talking about it.
I'm dying. Like, literally addressed and paid nothing but dust, please. Anyways, so the topic has been, like, following us in the sense of, like, conversations on the weekends and, like, stuff that's popping up on social media. And, like, in my opinion, at least, there's a lot of either red flag dating things that are coming up and people being like sussy pick me. So babe, like, let's talk about it.
If anything, this is like the episode where we kind of have it in with the ladies and their dating practices rather than the men's.
Bro, it's funny because like we'll talk about certain topics, obviously, like not for the pod, just between him and I, and it's just hilarious the differences in life experience just by gender, you know? Because, like, you were telling me a story of what happened, like, back in the day when you were in school and how, like, friends that were women were telling you interactions that they had with other classmates and other men on and around campus, and you're, like, disgusted. And I'm like, it's a Thursday.
Yeah.
Woof. So, like, I don't know. Like, I want to talk about it. I want to get into it because my whole thing is we're so used to very loud and wrong men saying how women are emotional creatures. They can't contain themselves.
Literally, but women are emotional creatures, but they're the ones who, like, get totally red tomato faced when they see Ariel not being white.
Let's not even go there. That's a whole different topic. Like, really and truly. But I'm just saying, like, there's always all these gaslighting excuses that men will use for women when really they're, like, I know pick me's are used a lot for women. Men are the real pick me's. Men are the original pick-me's, in my opinion.
I mean, yeah, I absolutely agree. I think that, like, one of the things that's really different for men and women dating is, like, for men, the problem is being picked. Mm-hmm. And for women, the problem is picking the right person.
Oof, that part. Yeah, you're not lying. You're not lying.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't know. It's like, I've been hearing the topic a lot of people, especially on TikTok. Shout out to TikTok. If you guys don't follow me on TikTok, it's This Black Girl Podcast, same at as the Instagram page, which you also should be following, by the way.
Consistent social media presence.
I'm just saying. So I always see it on TikTok where, like, there's a clip of a man going on a really loud, very emotional, passionate rant, and it will, like, split to the woman that's just like, just say you don't like women. Just admit you don't like women. You see them as a use, you see them as a tool, and you don't like women. And before, y'all don't even start dragging me. I agree. However, on the flip side now, I've been, like, noticing and seeing instances of, you know, under the guise of hot girl summer, city girl summer, and all of that flex. Like, of women that are saying, like, I'm not dating a man unless he makes 400K. I'm not dating a man unless he has X amount of money in his bank account. I'm only going on dates because I want free dinners. And it's like, it tells me, like, tell me you hate men.
Yeah.
Like, just say you hate men, you know? Because it's definitely the reverse. And I don't say this to have, like, men in the background cheering me on, being like, yeah, that's right. This is not a flex you think it is. Because I can personally at least say to myself, in my era where I was just like, fuck it, I'm just dating to have fun. I don't mind getting a free dinner. I don't mind being taken out shopping. I don't mind all of this. It was in a time where I just did not like men. And so then I was seeing them how they normally see women, a means to an end, and was just didn't give a shit, you know? So it just made me realize, like, oh, women are also in their era where they just hate men.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like, don't get me wrong, like, a lot of times it's for really legitimate reasons.
Absolutely.
Like you were alluding to, like, I definitely had a time in school listening to a lot of stuff because, like, I went to art school and it was mostly women.
Yeah.
So I heard a lot of horror stories and, like, woof, it's not great. So it's not that it's not deserving, but also, like, that doesn't make it okay to just turn around and just look at another person as just like an open pocketbook or open bank for you to use.
Now here's where I'm going to be a devil's advocate, a sly succubus lawyer, so to speak. Okay. Mm-hmm. I can justify and like maybe be like, I get it. If you've already expressed to said person, said gentleman, like, you know, you're approached, you're like, oh, you're beautiful, I'd love to take you out, I'd love to do this, you're like, I don't really think so, not really my type, I'm not interested, giving you the most polite, like, reasons to just be like, let's not do this, and the man is still insistent, let me take you out, oh, you've never been out with me, oh, let me show you great things, oh, like, very insistent, very pushy. And I've noticed that to be a habit of certain men, not all men, definitely certain men, where they're like, they push you to the point that you're just like, fine, I'll go on the fucking date with you.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of unattractive men out there. And by that, I mean, like, not necessarily physically, but like this kind of desperate mentality is a stink on you and everyone can smell it. Like every girl I know can look in a room and be like, desperate, 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 desperate. No question.
Maybe.
No, maybe. Seriously. Like, there's only a few girls I know that, like, can't, just because of how they interact with a guy,
yeah,
know that he's just desperate.
I mean, fair enough, because, like, you know, we already had a conversation about another person in particular who's literally in that orb, and it just, it blows my mind that it's like, you have the option of dating somebody who you find attractive and who likes you back, but you're waiting for the subjectively or objectively, I should say. Oh, no, subjectively, because it depends on the person.
Mm.
You're waiting on somebody who's you may feel is subjectively more attractive, who, but also admits that they're not interested in you like that, or even if they haven't admitted it, they haven't denied it either. Like, there's no clarification. So
there's
like,
there are so many men, and again, this is a desperate move, right? There, yeah, are so many men who are like, oh, this girl, I'm so crazy about her, blah blah blah, did you ask her out? Well, she knows.
Oh,
bro,
God.
Bro, gross as hell.
But I'm just saying
that's, yeah, that's the desperation play, and
right,
girls can see it, right? Because,
right,
you don't just ask her out. You're afraid of being told no. That's the desperation.
No, and you know what? I definitely agree. Because
the fact that you're happier to have a little bit of something, even though you know it's not good enough, it's not what you deserve, and it's not what you want, you're so afraid to let it go that you're willing to accept these half-ass answers and all this kind of shit. That's the desperation.
Yeah, you're willing to accept a maybe than a no.
You're
possible.
You're so scared of losing what little you have that you just cling on to everything for dear life, even if there's better things floating you by.
You know what? The ones that I hate, the instances I hate, is when it's like, oh, yeah, she's so into me. How do you know? Oh, just the way she looks at me. And it's like maybe an innocent smile, or she saw somebody behind you and waved,
bro,
to them. Like,
I'll say this from experience too.
Yeah.
But those guys suck, because even when they're right, they're still fucking up. Because I know this from fact, and this is a thing with you too. You will never mask a man out first.
Me?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Okay, but I'm saying like it's gonna be once in a blue moon.
Yeah, it would take a lot, I will admit. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
There's very much pride.
Most women I know are the same way. They don't wanna ask somebody out. And don't get me wrong, I get it. I wish I didn't have to do it either. It sucks to put your heart out there, put yourself out there and have someone go, nah. Like it just objectively sucks as a human being to go through that kind of rejection.
Right.
So I get why women don't wanna do it, because I wouldn't wanna do it if I didn't have to.
Right.
Well, like, but that yeah. said, mm-hmm. maybe she does look at you with those eyes, but she's never going to tell you because unless you make the first move.
I mean,
and that's it's not fair. Even, you say it's because of pride. I say it's because of fear.
Oh, it could be both.
I smell the same scent coming from these men that are so desperate that they can't even hear a no.
Yeah.
And these women that are so scared that they don't want to come out and be told, well, you're not as pretty as you think you are. It's the same fear, the fear of rejection. It's the same fear.
I mean, oh yeah, like remember the girl from the, what was it, the ultimatum?
Oh my god, that girl.
This is a throwback. If you guys haven't watched it on Netflix.
Oh my god, literally drama. It's literally relationship best the show.
Like, okay, yeah, the ultimate messiest relationship show. And I'm not going to bore you with the synopsis, but just know that there was a woman, they were trying to pair each other up into different couples. This blonde girl who I can describe as standardly pretty. In my opinion, I felt her eyes were a little too close together and she had too strong of a chin for me.
I mean, I'll be honest, for me, like I looked at her and I was like, white girl.
What? Yes, giving very much so. Yeah. Giving very much so. The average white girl.
She's
not
fine.
To say that the average white girl's not pretty, but she's also the average
it's someone,
white girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
We're not saying that people aren't there can't be pretty, but we're saying is she's clearly somebody who adjusted her aesthetic and style to be palatable to people.
Yes.
Like, she wants to be Heinz ketchup, and she did it.
Yeah, giving very much, like, Pinterest. Yeah. Pumpkin spice latte, country, like country club wannabe.
Everyone likes her.
Lemon.
Everyone likes her because it's a not offensive, like, tongue, plate on talent, just like ketchup. But yes. Nobody, like, loves the taste of ketchup unless you're, like, a little kid or something.
I'm just saying,
like, ketchup is, like, it's good for everybody, but it's not, like, extravagantly, amazingly tasting for anybody.
Absolutely.
It tastes good, but it's all right.
Fair. So, yeah, so there's this average white girl. She picked this guy to, like, she was saying, like, oh, I'm interested in him. I think
we're
good together.
In the confessional, she's like,
so
this guy.
Sweet. Like, he's this, he's that, he's this. And so she's like, oh, I was thinking of, like, us coming together. And she was talking to him about it. And, like, well, what do you think? This guy had the audacity to be honest and said, like, no, first he was nice about it. First he was like, I don't know. Not really, you know? And when she pressed for, like, well, why? I don't understand, but why? He was honest and he said, I don't find you attractive. And all of a sudden, oh my God.
She didn't realize that he was actually possessed by the devil. Like, she saw in his eyes the flash of evil. And she was like, oh, this is a man possessed.
360, okay? 360. He's a fake. He's a fraud. He's the biggest fraud in this whole house. He's a liar. He's this. He can't be trusted. And people are like, well, why? Why, generic white girl? Why can't he be trusted? He told me he didn't find me attractive. Crickets in the room.
Bro.
Like, it was so cringe.
Super cringe.
Oh my God.
Bro, imagine being one of the two black girls and then hearing that in there.
Yikes. Like, I just, oh man, like, it was rough. And it was just wild to me that, like, she just couldn't accept the fact that he didn't find her attractive.
Yeah.
Like, he had to find her attractive. But then it kind of feeds into what you said. She spent money to alter and, like, really change her appearance to be ketchup. Only for her to find out he likes mustard.
Well, and it's the other, know? It's the other thing too, where it's like, I bet you if you ask her, like, I bet if me and her hung out,
yeah,
this is another reason why she's like catch up.
Yeah.
Awful on her own.
Oh, absolutely.
Bet you. But especially for someone like me, like, I bet you 100% she wouldn't like me. Give off too much feminine energy for her as a man, won't know how to take it. Because probably. She, like, for the, I understand why she's like, oh, you don't find me attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Because in her brain broken mess head, it's like, you're a guy. All you think about is sex. Why don't you think about sex with me?
Yes. Yeah, like, no, it's no,
literally,
it's true.
It's literally
it's
like, true. Am I so ugly to you that I go against your nature? And like, no, I just don't find you attractive. And I'm a full person who thinks and does a lot of stuff.
Well, it goes to show his emotional intelligence. And usually that's very low in men. That they'll just accept anything that shows interest.
And honest.
No shade.
And none taken. Absolutely correct. But I was going to say, like, and the thing that was interesting about Dying in particular is, like, a lot of people in the show didn't like him. And I felt it's because he was actually too much of a straight shooter for some of these people, even the guys.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, like, he wasn't necessarily...
He got a little weird at the end.
I was about to say, it's not that he's not messy himself, okay?
Yeah.
Like, he did some messy shit. Don't get me wrong. Even on the show, he was doing weird shit.
But
at the same time, it felt like a lot of people didn't like him because he would just tell them honestly to their face what he thought he saw.
Yeah.
And people would be mad about it.
I guess. But anyways, this is not a re-review of the show.
That was not.
We really did this, like, back in season 3. But with that being said... I know you had a conversation with a friend, and I remember putting in my input that asked the question, and I asked this question to everybody because I think it's important. Do you want to be with somebody who's just settling for you? Like, do you want to know that you're in a relationship being settled for, you know? And do you want to settle for being settled for? Like,
but...
I can't.
But this is like the wild desperation playing move, which is like, I would tell him, like, listen, this girl you're telling me,
yeah.
She doesn't seem that interested. Do you really want to be with someone who's settling for you? And then his response would be like, oh, well, I do think she likes me. And
okay.
I'm like, do you like her back? Yeah, no, I would wife this girl. And I'm like, okay, but then it seems like you're just trying to enter a partnership like unequally again here. So, like, I don't understand why you're telling me on one hit, like...
I don't know how messy I want to get about that particular...
I just want to say, like, you were totally right, but the thing that was frustrating is just, like, the circular logic of, like, okay, well, if it's not okay for me to message and be desperate for this girl because, like... I can't convince you that just having this like weird online relationship is actually good and satisfying and enough for me, then it's because like she's actually into me and what that means. And then when that eventually runs into a dead end,
yeah,
it's okay, well, I'm actually not distracted by her and I'm still actually looking for other people.
Oh my gosh.
Like this weird relationship isn't going to be immediate baggage. It's going to shoot him in the foot no matter who he sees. It's just, like, every single way this man's going, it's, like, a dead end. But he's at the fork in the road and trying to convince me that each way is good. And okay. I'm like, please.
Okay, I'm just going to say we're trying to limit details, but I do know for a semi-fact that this person is a semi-regular listener. And so I say this with the absolute delicacy and care for and respect for their feelings that... I say to any of like my girlfriends who have like unsure or 100% like confidence in their interest in someone, I always say like, if they could, they would. If they could, like, you know, if they want to, actually, if they want to, they will.
Yeah. And the thing that a lot of men need to hear is absolutely true. Enthusiastic consent.
Yes.
Lamenting consent and just saying, okay, not good enough. Enthusiastic consent.
Yes. So, like, I just want them to understand that if somebody is genuinely interested in you, they would make ways to meet you halfway. They would, you know, figure out dates and times. Like, just even something as basic as having a video call. Like literally... Go on Catfish. Watch an episode of Catfish. Their segments are available on YouTube. If a person who you meet online, and it's not through, like, a dating profile or anything like that, like, let's say just regular social media platform, if you guys are messaging, you feel like there's chemistry, before you get into further steps of feeling committed or liking this person, I think it's very important for you to confirm that the person's real. And that's whether it's actually going on a physical date. If you're intimidated to meet them physically, there should at least be video calling. If you don't want to give out your number for WhatsApp, guess what? How many apps have video calling built in?
Facebook. Make a burner Google account and get on Duo. Let's go.
Yeah. For sure. Actually. Well, no, Duo links with your phone number.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, but still, no. But you're right, though.
You heard what I'm saying.
Google Meet. Yeah. Google Meet is like, you just literally start a meeting, you copy paste the link, somebody else can join in at any point, and you can use your burner Google account to log in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like whether it's Google Meet, whether it's on WhatsApp, whether it's through Instagram, what have you, there should be an opportunity, not just talk on the phone, but like talk in person. Like, see each other face-to-face to verify that, A, you're talking to the person you think you're talking to. And just to, again, not only confirm that you're real, but for them, you to confirm that they're real.
And, like, this is one of the things that frustrates me a lot with both men and women. Yeah. Is, like, just sit there and think about, like, hey, if I like this person, what would I do?
Yeah.
You know, if I was this person I'm talking to, and my feelings are the way I'm feeling, what would I do for this person? And if they're not meeting you,
yeah,
it's either that they don't like you or this relationship is not going to have proper reciprocity.
Absolutely. Like, put it this way. I will give you an example, okay?
Yeah.
I met a guy on a social media site. We were talking for a bit. We talked on the phone. We exchanged photos. Enough photos for me to be convinced that they're real. Like, candid, not planned, not on their Instagram, you know, like that, like real photos. And so eventually we agreed to go on a date. We kind of semi met in the middle because I was living like super East End. They were living super duper whooper booper West End. But we decided to meet somewhere. I think it was like Yorkdale Mall.
Yeah.
So we decided to meet at Yorkdale Mall. We met each other, we saw each other, and we went out for dinner. It was a very cute, you know, cute little date, whatever, blah, blah, blah. As we continued dating and stuff, like, we made, I guess, more compromises. Just for context, he lived in, like, I think, like, Kitchener.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't drive, so I didn't have a car. What I was willing to do to meet in the middle, I was like, bro, I'll take, like, I think, where did I take the bus to? I think I took it to, like, Mississauga.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I'll take the bus from, like, all the way East End to Mississauga, and you can meet me there, and we'll go and do stuff. And, like, we would make it work in that kind of sense. I've been in long-term relationships where I traveled from fucking Toronto to London, Ontario. 2 hours, you know? So, if you really like someone, you make those contingencies. So unless, like, for example, the person's out of the country, I feel like, or at least out of the province.
Yeah.
Or, you know, more than 2 hours away, I feel like there's opportunity to make those contingencies if you really want to build a connection, really want to get to know somebody. And if you're not, you should be willing to provide, like, you know, video chat,
to
connect with someone.
If somebody's not willing to work with you on this kind of stuff and, like, try to, like you said, like, meet you halfway, try to figure out something.
Yeah.
Or, like, it's not satisfying to you or whatever, I'm sorry to tell you, love isn't enough sometimes. This relationship's just not going to work out.
Yeah.
You guys could literally be perfect for each other. If you're on the other side of the world with a shitty internet connection, I'm sorry, I don't think it's going to work out.
Fair enough.
I know a lot of people have been told a lot of stuff from rom-coms or whatever, but let me tell you, it does not.
It's not real.
It's not. It's super duper not real.
Well, I was going to say, like, we had a bit of a long-term relationship at first when we started dating.
Well, yeah,
It wasn't too far. You were just, like, an hour away.
I was going to say, we had a little bit of an interesting thing because, like, when we first started dating.
Yeah.
I did, well, you know, we both didn't really know how long it was going to last. And, like, I was working around you, so I was close to at that point.
Yes.
But then, like, I work at different points over the city because it's not always consistent. I always work in the same office or whatever.
Right.
And, like, I was living out of Hamilton at that point, and I was kind of going up to Toronto for work and living with my sister on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Or doing some other kind of stuff like that.
Yep.
So, for us, we were, like, yo-yoing distances between being close and far away or whatever.
Fair enough. But, yeah. Like, there was a point where it wasn't, like, necessarily consistent is what I want to say. But
yeah, there were definitely times where we saw each other maybe once or twice over the course of 2-3 months.
Yeah, that's pretty fair to say.
Yeah.
But in between that time, we would make it work with, like, whether it was messaging each other, lots of video calls, you know, lots of phone calls. And, but even before all of that even happened, we at least saw each other in person.
Yeah.
You know, we saw each other in person to determine that, like, there is a connection, there's an attraction, there's, you know, chemistry. And then we kind of worked and built off of that as the relationship built into what it became now.
Well, I mean, I feel like it grew more than we built it. Because I feel like, especially at the start, like, we didn't necessarily have an intention of being together in a relationship.
Oh, okay, just, yeah, like, that's fair.
Things just kind of developed the way they did, and we just had, like, naturally good chemistry and caught feelings and shit.
Yeah, that's fair. That's definitely a fair thing to say.
Yeah, but I could even say on my end, up until the very last moment where I was like, okay, we're dating, we're boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, I was a typical man, afraid of commitment, not willing to get into my feelings, and was dashing around and trying to do whatever just so I didn't have to, like...
Fair enough. But yeah. I knew, like, at least because my circumstances were a little bit different. Like, I had to kind of put my cards on the table and be like, this is what it is. And, like, be okay with, like, actually walking away from you. And it, like, it made me sad to have that thought. It did.
I know.
It did. But then we didn't, so it's fine.
But see, this is part of going back to the conversation I was having with my friend, right?
Yeah.
Where, like, another reason why it's so shitty, and I wish people didn't do this, is, like, just think about how the relationship affects you and, like, how it makes you move.
Yeah.
Because it's all fine and good to be chasing simple pleasures and be like, I like this person, and not get more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when I was in a position to, when, you, like, you basically, like, all but admitted your feelings.
Shut up.
And it's fine. No, I'm just saying, like, yeah. You know, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, I had the choice of, like, basically, like, am I going to hurt this girl?
Mm-hmm.
This girl that I like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
I, you know, I didn't know how not to do that, but I knew I didn't want to do that. But I feel like there's so many times where the question of, like, well, am I going to hurt this person is secondary in dating, which is really fucked up.
For sure.
For both men and women. It's really fucked up.
For sure. Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree. Because, like, I don't know. People, you know, feel weird about titles. People have a lot of... It's weird that, like, the bar and the standards seem to be on the floor.
Yeah.
But, like, the entitlement seems to be to the sky. Like, I don't get it where, like, some people will be like, we've been on 2 dates now. You're my boyfriend.
Bro, I've literally seen and... I'm not going to say I was, but I definitely was more in this family than the school of men who's just like, all women are just, they're all Stacy's and they don't care about whatever, right?
Yeah.
The kind of guy that it's like, oh, you replied to me 4 times? I think I love you. Like, yes. those men are the other side of the shitty men, good guy spectrum or whatever.
Oh my gosh, like, bro, what do you mean? I have friends that were, like, talking to a guy for a week and was planning weddings and, like, go psychopath and is, like, sending, like, little, like, love songs and shit. It's, like, it's, I feel like... It's
honestly
wild.
It makes me really sad because it's like a lot of the times it really is like just in the same way that like a lot of men should just sit back and just kind of listen to like stories of women, like not to even sugarcoat it, like get sexually battered or sexually assaulted because it seems to happen all the fucking time to them.
Unfortunately,
a lot of women don't understand that like in the quest to be chosen,
mm-hmm.
you're lonely almost all the time. And not in a way that like a girl experiences loneliness. There's literally no one for you.
Right.
It's not even like this person's there and they're not satisfying me or this aspect. It's just there's no one. And a lot of these men who are stuck in toxic masculinity, like, right. literally don't even hug people.
Like, because it's too gay, bro.
Like, literally basic social human interaction is, like, so anathema to them.
Yeah.
Because they're so scared of showing their feelings. And, like, when put in that context, like, of course this person gets crazy and desperate because, like, they've been in solitary confinement for 10 years and have finally met a friend. And they're acting weird about it because, like, they've actually hurt themselves mentally and don't recognize it because, like, we're social animals and we can't do this shit.
I mean, I guess, like, that makes a lot of sense.
Like, honestly, to go back to what you're saying about Devil's Advocate.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, yeah. Like, I don't necessarily think you're a bad person if someone's like, take me on a date, sure.
Yeah.
But I do think, like, I personally, like, I was trying to talk to people about this shit. It's like, if you're looking at a situation and you know somebody could be hurt from your actions, and you decide to take it anyway,
you're selfish.
I think you're, like, that's not a way I want to move. I don't want to move in a way where when I come to the table and the ante is somebody else's feelings and somebody else's well-being, I just go bet and put my fucking shit down. Or even worse, good, because I didn't want to risk my shit and put it down, right?
Fair enough.
And also, I'm not saying if you don't move like that, you're a bad person, but I certainly don't want to move my company. I certainly don't want to hang out with you if you're the kind of person that doesn't know how to put other people's feelings, at least in some part of your brain when you're thinking.
Yeah. But here's the thing. And a lot of people don't realize this, but no, they do realize this, but because they don't want... I'll say it and then you can tell me if I'm right or not. People will not keep it 100 with one another and lay out their intentions because they know the other person would not be receptive and they want the other person despite them agreeing or not. Like, for example, a guy that dates a girl or goes out with a girl because he wants to smash. I find you fucking hot. I think you're so attractive. I want to be up in them cheeks. But she's looking for a long-term relationship, a healthy relationship, a consistent relationship with another person, and is looking and is not focused, although sexual compatibility may be important to them, it's not their primary focus. They want to build chemistry and build a connection with somebody. And somebody will fucking manipulate that just to get the cheeks and then dip.
Yeah.
And now women are doing the flip side where it's like, I'm going to tell you what you need to hear so that you spend that guap and then I'm gone. That's why there was this big video on TikTok where...
Oh yeah, I saw this too.
Did you see the one where like this guy flew a girl out? And he was instantly expecting sex and was so offended by her meeting him and changing her mind about it, about having sex and giving him head in the car on the way to the house, hotel, whatever, that he literally dropped her back off at the airport and said, good luck.
That's crazy.
And
I mean,
just like,
honestly, like, I don't know this girl.
Yeah.
I don't know this girl, but, like, when someone's flying you out and you don't know about them like this, it's a little bit play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
It's on both ends, though. It's on
on both ends, but the reason why she's dumb is because she put herself in the spot of vulnerability.
Well, and this is another thing I was going to say, though. Like, at least for myself, a principle for myself is... If I go out with a man and he's offering to take me somewhere nice, luxurious, even if it's somewhere just standard, like, I'm making sure there's money for me to pay. Because if something goes wrong, the date doesn't end up the way I expect it to end up, I'm not trying to get myself embarrassed by being left with a bill or this guy walking out wanting to split the bill, stuff, like any type of misinterpretation or, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why also, like, I lay out my expectations off rip.
Yeah.
So that if you're not down, you don't agree, guess what? Bye.
Yeah, and honestly, like, you know, there's a little video making the round of some girl, like, basically telling a dude, like, bro, I don't like that you took me to Applebee's because I think that makes you a poorie.
Yeah, how much money do you make?
How much money do you make? Because even though I'm not a gold digger, you took me to Applebee's. But here's the thing for me. If you don't like Applebee's, then tell him.
Yeah. Why do you have to assume that he's broke?
I'm just saying, like, it's a little bit, and honestly, I know some people are shitting on Applebee's or whatever, and okay, yeah. Whatever, I don't fucking go to Applebee's.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Applebee's, man?
It's okay.
That's what I mean, like, it's fine. It's not anything super fancy, but, like, bro, you guys didn't go through a fucking drive-thru or something, and I've straight up gone on dates where the dinner was going through a drive-thru.
But again, it depends on the person, and it depends on communication. Because here's the thing:
absolutely,
if they were communicating, and she was communicating her expectations and his expectations, this wouldn't have even happened.
And I just want to say, going back to what you were saying about, you know, people and whatever, and honest communication. Mm-hmm. I have straight up had like booty call type relationships with girls who are looking for something serious only. Because when they said, oh, I'm looking for something serious, and I was like, yeah, it's not me, sorry. They were like, well, you're cute, so it's good.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, 100% it's happened to me, right? And that's just like, I don't know. Again, it comes back, it's just like desperate. Those kind of lies are just desperate. Like,
yeah.
You're so desperate for some random girl or some random pussy for yourself that, like, you're just gonna try to overthink every single thing you do. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You need to be able to walk out with the confidence. Like, yeah, things are just going to come to me. You know, I just need to be myself and be honest with people. But that's the problem, though, is, like, almost nobody wants to be honest anymore.
Well, like, I was going to say, like, at least with me, like, we were talking about this before. I was saying, you were reminding me that I told you, like, I don't do coffee dates.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, so we're not going to do a coffee date. And you took me to a nice restaurant, and then we went out for dessert. Well, and, like, we did a cute little first date or whatever.
Well, the funny thing is, though, the place I took you, like,
yeah.
I took you to kind of an Applebee's equivalent. We went to Kelsey's. Kelsey's all right. But yeah, it's like chain sit-down, just like Applebee's, you know? Like, it's fine.
But, like, honestly, we went out for lunch, so I don't know what we were expecting.
That's true, too. Maybe you don't take out a girl to Applebee's for dinner, but for lunch, it's a little different vibe.
Yeah, we went out for lunch, and then, furthermore, we were in, like, Vaughn, you know? So, like, we were...
Yeah, I didn't really know the area, so...
Yeah, the area was, like, you know, we were trying to keep it, like, chill. It wasn't anything super-duper fancy, but we got all dressed up and did the most. Like, we were just having a fun day, and so the date was fun. But my literal requirement was, I don't do coffee dates because I feel like, for the cost of a double-double, you're sketching me out to see if I'm DTF. And it's like... If that was the case, I would have just gone on Tinder and, like, looked for a hookup and whatever. Like, don't tell me you're taking me out on a date when you're spending $2.10 on a large double-double and then expecting me to, like, give you pussy. Like, nice. Like, no.
See, and I just hate this because it's like, I like a coffee date. I like a relaxed atmosphere where you get to talk in your first date. Like, I hate a movie date as a first date because you don't get to know anybody. At all.
That's fair.
Like, yeah. You just sit beside each other for hours, and then it's okay, it's over. Like, hate it. Dinner is better because you still get to talk or whatever. But like I said, as someone who likes coffee dates, like, it makes me upset that men are ruining this for me. you know?
That's fair, because we, like, go out for coffee all the time.
Yeah, like, and, like, I love going out with my friends for coffee. Like,
oh, I do that with my friends,
too. One of my favorite things to do is go out for coffee and smoke weed with my friends. Like, absolutely.
Like, me and one of my girlfriends, we, like, literally is one of our rituals when we don't get to hang out as often. We'll be like, coffee date. And we'll meet up, and we'll go to a cute coffee place, we'll have our coffee, we'll have our lunch sometimes, and we'll kiki and we'll chit-chat, you know?
But you know what it is, though? It's that, like... And again, it sucks because it's another, like, not to throw it back, but, like, again, toxic masculinity, it's a thing. Get rid of it, boyos. But, like, I'm always surprised by how many men don't think that women think like them. Like, it's so weird to me how many men think women are just some, like, alien creature they can never understand. But honestly, I think it's because a lot of men just don't have a lot of knowledge of self. Like I said, like, a lot of men are literally going crazy because they have no human contact. And if you ask them about it, they would never tell you that's what it is.
They probably won't even recognize that that's what it is.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, for sure. So it's just like, I don't know. All I'm saying is men are people. Women are people.
We have a lot more in common than we have not in common.
Absolutely. You know? And like, my whole thing is, like, I'm not even trying to end this by hating on girls or whatever, but it's like, if you're wanting a man to take you out to certain places that you can't afford to go out by yourself, hush your mouth.
And let me say this, right?
Yes. Like,
I think that people, men and women, you know, non-binary people, we all kind of want the same things out of a relationship. You know, somewhere you can feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
We can feel appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
We can feel loved.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a girl just going out there trying to look and the first thing you wonder is how much money they're making, I don't know how a man could feel safe with you. I don't know how a man could feel appreciated with you.
That part.
And I don't know how a man could feel love with you. Because you're literally basing the whole relationships on pay to play from the very start. And capitalism is a competitive game. It's a dog-eat-dog world. So now you're saying, okay, well, if you want to keep me, you need to watch your back. Because someone else could, like, you may be making 100K, but this next guy could be making 300K.
Right.
And I'm high value. I'm expensive.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, this girl in the Applebee's literally saying, I'm high grade, so you can't take me to Applebee's.
But my whole thing is, high grade what? Because here's my thing. If you were that high grade, you wouldn't be going out on dates.
Bro, this is...
Like,
this
you would already been...
This is the irony. Up. This is the irony of it for me, is like, we don't live in a meritocracy, and people don't make the kind of money they deserve. Just straight up. If we did, Donald Trump wouldn't be rich.
Facts.
Right? Alex Jones would not be rich if this was fucking the case.
Facts.
So if that's the case, so if you don't think this is true, and you think that the value of a man is tied to his salary in some way, or is at least reflective of him in some ways, what's your salary? What's good for you?
Ooh.
How is society rewarding you for your merit?
Because
society rewards me for my merit with pay. But if you're sitting here working at Tim Hortons,
a woman's
you're
merit
making less
is their
than
50K. Body. A woman's merit is their body. Do they
so
have a BBL? Do they have big titties? Do they have big ass?
So what you're telling me inherently is you're disposable because bodies don't last forever.
I mean, that part.
Like,
that's not what I mean, but I'm just saying, like, that would usually be that kind of weird comeback.
But I'm just saying that if you're a girl who's like, hey, listen, and don't get me wrong, I get it. You want someone who has ambition and is willing and has the means to keep you materially comfortable.
Yeah.
That's something that every person wants, obviously.
Of course.
Right? But you need to understand, too, that like when this is your main focus, you're building the relationship on a toxic foundation.
I agree.
No, there's just no getting around it. Like,
wholeheartedly, for sure.
Straight up, families and people who love each other,
mm-hmm.
you don't show up to their house and they say, oh, I'll help you move, but you need to give me money. That's not how that works.
Yeah.
That's not the thing. Think of your mom and how fucked up it would be if you had to pay her every time she cooked a meal for you because she put her work in.
Don't you get me triggered. That's a whole, I'll tell you what I have to say about that.
But I'm just saying, when you put it that way, it's clear that's not the basis of love.
No, for sure.
But these girls are seriously coming out here and saying that if you don't buy me purses, you don't love me.
Well, half the time, they don't love them. They love the pussy that they're giving.
And they don't love them because they just love the money they're getting. They're just saying,
yeah, I know. It's mutually
prostitution with extra steps.
Yikes! Mutually destructive,
and extra strings, which is the also bad part about it.
Yikes! Yeah, and I'm not saying like, oh well, because certain things, you know, women have to go date brokies or things like that. But like my thing is, like, I'm not gonna tell you, babe, you need to make more money because I need to be able to afford more Telfar purses, although it would be nice. But my mindset is, you make a certain amount, you make more money than I do right now.
Well, not right now, but no, in general.
Right now. But my mindset is, okay, well, I need to make more money so that we're on a more equal playing field to do more things.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So it's just like, but then that's also the mindset of a partnership. I don't think a lot of people are treating or thinking of dating right now as partnership, building or creating partnerships.
No, absolutely not. And like, and the reason why, and like, I absolutely agree, because men are coming out here and thinking that women are these like weird, they're either thinking that women are like subhuman and like kind of dumb,
yeah,
like a la Andrew Tate, like you're kind yeah. of an infant that needs to be watched over,
yeah,
or you're an untouchable goddess, you know, because they're in love with you in 3 days or whatever,
yeah,
and but both of those things ultimately give you an excuse to not to relate to your partner on a human level.
And that's the thing, like when you see somebody as beyond like a human being is part of the problem. Like you're, like for example, the person you're talking to said X person is a fantasy.
Yeah.
That's not a girlfriend. That's not a partner. That's not a relationship. That's not nothing.
And it's funny because I told him like, okay, but I don't think it's good for you
yeah.
to be satisfied with a shade. And he's like, oh, it's a fantasy. I'm like, we can call it an illusion. We can call it a fantasy. We can call it a shade. Yeah. We can call it empty. It doesn't yeah. matter. That's what you're settling for.
Because here's
you
the thing.
You can call it whatever the fuck you want.
No, because here's the thing. The fantasy that they may see on Instagram, TikTok, whatever, isn't going to be in their cute two-piece bikini, bent over so the pussy's showing between the ass cheeks, making you breakfast in the morning, and doing and posing with their tits out on the bed at night waiting for, like, that's not real. That's not real. Like, to be honest, I don't even think the person that they're talking to is real. I really think yeah. it's a case for catfish. Call Neve. Call Cammy, please. I might even do it for you. Watch yourself.
I'm not going to incriminate myself here with my actual opinions on the matter.
I will. I don't feel bad. I do think that if this person cannot make the effort to visually interact with you and change your level of interaction outside of being a glorified digital pen pal with cute photos, you need to call Neve and you need to call Cammy. Period. With that being said, make sure you follow the podcast at This Black Girl Podcast on Instagram, on TikTok, on Patreon. Shout outs to Patreon. Shout outs for the Patreons following the Patreon. We appreciate you. We love you. We appreciate you. And thanks for joining us for another week. Let us know what you think. DMs are always open. Comments are always open.
Yeah, tell us some of your dating horror stories.
Ooh, please.
Tell us some of those, because those are fun. I have one or two of them myself.
Oh, but same. I'm yeah. pretty sure I shared some of them on the pod already.
Yeah. But my definite favorite one is where a girl was like, I'm going to bounce out of this date because I'm not having a good time. And I kind of called her out about it on the date.
Yeah.
And then afterwards when she admitted it, she totally denied that I called her out in the middle of the date.
Oh, I've had scarier moments, but it's okay. It's not a competition. Anyways, thank you for joining us for another week. We look forward to seeing you next week. And with that in mind, take care, be safe, be honest about your feelings, and swipe right. Bye. Bye.